This is Robert Balgach, and welcome to the Black Swan Secrets podcast. Our focus here is to help you grow as a producer and as a business owner in the life insurance industry. Enjoy the ride. Disclaimer: past performance is not indicative of future results. Strategies discussed in this podcast may not be suitable for you, and you should make your own independent decision regarding them. This material does not take into account your particular objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you.
That's it. Magic mindset, wherever we're calling this. But, a lot of the older people in here have heard me talk about a guy named Lanny Basham. And I ran in actually today. They just posted a new interview with them that came up on my YouTube feed there. And Lanny Basham is a guy that had a huge impact on my life. And he is a guy that really started the whole kind of sports psychology movement. And his books really helped me out a lot. I used to be a professional triathlete, and it helped me so much. And during that time, not a lot of money in triathlon. I was selling and doing things virtually that way. And then once I started figuring out, I was like, wait a minute, at some point it clicked for me. Like, there's no difference between the mindset it takes to be good in athletics and the mindset it takes to be good in sales. And so I just started using all these techniques in my mind, just managing my mind. And then my results went up. And Lanny was a guy that was an Olympic shooter. And he went to the Olympics one year and he realized that there was something that was off. He's like, I had the skills to get a gold medal and something went off. And he's like, I know it was mental. Right. And then from there, he started really looking at the mental game. And this was at a time when no one was really looking at this. I believe this was in the 60s and no one was really interested in it. Started talking to all these different athletes, and he was sitting with the top shooters before he would go into the Olympics. And he's like, these guys were just talking different, right? Their language was different. Their belief system was different. And they really believed that they were going to win that day. Right. And one of the things that Lanny talks about, and, you know, he's worked with all kinds of athletes now, he goes, you know, most of the athletes I talk to, I go, how much of your game do you think is mental? And he's like, they almost always say 90%. And then he says, well, how much are you working on your mental game? And almost all of them are like, I'm not. Right. And it's the same thing here. And you hear like Lee, you hear Marsha, you hear Mariana, Robert, we all talk about the mental game here, and it is something you need to work on all the time. And it's a skill, and you can develop these things, right? That's the big thing. Is a lot of people think that people are born with it. I do think some people are just kind of born straight at the gate and like, yeah, they kind of got that mindset. Most people do not. I think that's a very small percentage of the population rate. And, you know, so the saying goes to, you know, Mike Tyson, right? Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth, right? And what that's really referring to is the mental toughness, right? What are you going to do then? It's the mindset, right? And so Lanny also talks about how most coaches out there, they just focus in on the technical aspects of things, but they're not focusing in on the mental game. And what he found is when he started developing shooters and he worked on the mental mindset, that was the first thing he started teaching people. Their progress came along a lot faster. And he actually gave the example of his son, Troy. That was like the first thing he taught Troy was the mental mindset with things, and his progress went a lot faster. He goes to nationals the first year, wins them, right? And just straight out the gate. Lanny was also a guy that they took into, there's another book I was reading. It was the Navy SEAL book. And that one of the guys was a sniper, and he said he was in the sniper school. And they said when they brought Lanny in, he really changed the game. They actually got a lot more people through that school when he taught them how to think and really do things and take things to the next level. And they told a funny story about it, how this one sniper, he was kind of having a hard time. And he took Lanny's CD or tape at the time, and he's putting it in the car. And one of his other buddies came with him. They would sit in the car and they would listen to these tapes. And, you know, being an all kind of special forces community, sports community, you know, they guys like to give each other crap, and they'd say, oh, you guys are going into the car to make out again. And well, they'd be listening to these mindset tapes, but all of a sudden their results started going right up and everybody was in the car making out together. No, they're just listening to the tapes, right? And they all got better, right? But really, here's what it comes down to. He talks about these three different things, right? It's the self-image, the conscious mind, and the subconscious mind. And if you look at all different systems of mental management, this is the other thing. Lanny's like, I'm not a sports psychologist. I'm a mental management guy, right? And if you look at different systems out there, there's a few things, right? Is number one is when you're looking at different things to help yourself get better, make sure it's simple, right? If it's got more than three or four steps, don't use it, right? Those people are actually not going to be the ones that are really getting results. The thing that I found over and over again, if you look at top coaches, you look at top generals, leaders, all these things, they keep things really, really simple, right? And so if you look at other types of things, Tony Robbins is going to call the state story strategy. You hear be, do, have, right? Thoughts, beliefs, emotions, all these things are saying the same thing that Lanny's talking about with the self-image, conscious mind, subconscious mind, right? It's that triad, whatever you want to call it, right? So what the first thing he talks about is that conscious mind. And that's the language that's going through your mind. It's really important, right? What you think about, you bring about, right? And that's that internal voice that you have in your head. And as Zig Ziglar once said, he says, hey, if you think you don't have that internal voice and you're thinking that right now, that's the voice I'm talking about, right? So we all have it. And he talks about when he went into the Olympics on the Olympic shooting team at that time, the other teammates that he had, they were the best shooters in the world. They were like the best. And he's like, this is a tough situation. And he was looking at their results. And these guys had, they look at shooting, I guess it's on a scale of 10. I'm not totally sure, but if you get a 10, it's like a perfect shot, right? And he said, okay, so I'm getting just as many 10s of these guys, but I'm getting more 8s than these guys. So I'm going to focus in on not getting as many 8s. And then what happened was he got more 8s because he directed his mind that way, the internal like thing that he was telling himself. He's like, I'm not going to get any more 8s, right? I'm just going to work on getting 9s and 10s, but he's focused on getting more 8s. He got more 8s. He's like, And this is one of the things that was going back when he's playing things back, looking at his results, right? And then the second part is the subconscious mind, and that's your habits, right? And just like what you're able to do. So subconsciously, we can all tie our shoes like that, right? But when we first learned to tie in our shoes, it was tough, right? A good example of this is a guy, Chuck Liddell. He's an MMA fighter, right? And he was came from a wrestling background. And I used to wrestle as well. And one of the things is if someone goes for like a double leg or single leg takedown, it's drilled into you so much, you know exactly what to do. You're going to put a hook under the guy's arm, right? You're going to cross face the guy and you sprawl out, kind of do all those things at once. And Chuck Liddell was a guy in MMA. Everybody knew that you couldn't take the guy down. He's very hard to take down because he would just do that. Like no need to think about it. Boom, he's doing it, right? And it's a good example of those types of things. Another thing just with like subconscious mind, the baseball player Manny Ramirez, that guy, he had it. So when he was up at bat, he would strike out a lot and he'd still stand at the plate. And one of the reasons was because he didn't realize he had struck out. Like that just wasn't a construct in his mind, right? And that's a good example of just like the belief system he had around everything. He just believed he couldn't fail, right? And this was one of these things that was that ingrained into him that people were like, you struck out, you got to go. It's just a great example of that kind of top image. And then the last thing is really just the self-image, right? And Lanny talks about when he would be in practice, he hit a good shot and he'd say, that's just like me. That's just like me. Anything he did, he's like, that's just like me. He would repeat that over and over again, right? And just something that I ran into too was with Tom Brady, right? The GOAT. That guy, listen to these stats. He had 58 game-winning drives, 37 regular season drives, right? 9 in the playoffs, 2 in the Super Bowl, right? And then, the famous 28-3 comeback with the Falcons, sorry, Lee, that he came back with, right? And got it done. And he had that self-image. You don't think, Tom Brady wasn't like, we should just run the ball at this point, right? Because he's like, no, I want the ball in my hands. I want to march down the field and do this. And one of the ways he developed that, though, is through training, doing hard training and building up that that repertoire and that confidence and do those things. I was listening to an interview with Troy Aikman the other day, and it was pretty interesting. And he was talking about how he talks with all these different football players now because he's an analyst, right? And he was talking about players, coaches, and just other coaches there, right? And a player's, those guys usually aren't the most successful, right? You talk about a Bill Belichick, and that guy is pretty renowned for being a hard ass. And I know the year that they went undefeated, the players talked about like he rode them harder and harder as the season went along, right? And they're, you know, they're just having this unbelievable run. And he was just trying to get the best out of them. And Tom Brady talks about that too. He's like, it wasn't always easy, but look at what happened. He got the best out of that guy, right? And Troy Aikman was talking about, you know, with other former Patriots players, is like, why did you play for this guy? Like, what was it like? And they're like, listen, we knew that if we did what he told us to do, we had a really good shot at winning, right? And, you know, being put under that pressure. And that's what I'd say to everybody here as well, is that you might not, you might think the people that brought you onto this business that have been here for a few years, you might not think they know what they're talking about, right? But what, and you might not like what they tell you at times, but if you do what they tell you to do, you're going to get results. It's the bottom line. All right. It's like what we do in our business is not that hard. You know, it's, and a lot of people are like, oh, it can't be that simple. I want to make it fancy or whatever. And those people don't stick around. They just don't. Right. It's not that hard what we do here. So that's what I got. And one of the things too, is just, just another note on those comebacks. Like, and we talk about, you know, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth or whatever. Tom Brady and those guys talked about in that comeback Super Bowl victory, when they're down 28-3, they're like, let's just go out there and get one. And I remember watching that game. I was like, man, this is bad. I almost turned it off. And it actually wasn't even until halfway through the third quarter that they started turning things around. Didn't even look good. Like the first half of that third quarter too, it was like, oh my God, like they literally can't do anything. And they're like, let's just get one. They got one. They're like, okay, let's just get another. And then all of a sudden they're like, we can do this. And Sir Alex Ferguson, he was the Manchester United coach, and he talked about one of the big victories, comeback victories they had. I think they were down 5-1 or 4-1 in some game. I can't remember what it was, but he goes in the locker room. He's like, just get one. And that's it. And he left. And then that's what they did. They got one. They're like, okay, let's get another. And they're like, okay, we can do this. It's the same thing here. Just go get one. Keep doing those things every single day, putting it all together. That's it. So that's all I got.
Yeah, so we don't want to give Lee a PTSD here. So let's switch some sports. I mean, are you a tennis fan? Did you watch tennis?
I don't watch it, no.
You don't watch the tennis, okay. So tennis is also a mental game. There's this guy called Novak Djokovic. He's the Tom Brady of tennis. And I think I watched this guy for almost 20 years. I've never seen him do what he did in the Wimbledon. He got mad and he smashed the racket on the stuff that holds the net, completely lost his composure and ended up losing that game. But it's like, you got to keep that mentally right there. You got to be that clean and consistent. Otherwise, you are your worst enemy. And there's also a documentary on Netflix now. It's called Breakpoint, which follows all these tennis players, and they really have to deal with their mind. And this is like behind the scenes, and you can really see how messy they are. You're going to feel great about yourself listening to this guy. You're like, this is a nut job. It's nuts. But again, people who are able to keep it stable, they're the ones winning. So consistency, winning. This was a session full of nuggets from both Mariana and Coach K. So thank you, guys.